News from the Bowman Club. All the latest archery news, from a beginner's course in Worthing to archery week at our Rustington Centre to the recent archery indoor championships. Beginner's course. The latest Bowman Club beginner's course took place in April at the Worthing Archery Club, introducing archery to four members interested in giving the sport a go. The club also hopes to show local clubs around the country that sight loss is not an obstacle to inclusion. The five-day intensive beginner course took the group of complete beginners through the basics of holding the bow, body position, posture, safety, and ways in which archery can be adapted to meet different levels of sight loss, including tactile sights. Clive Jones, chairman of the Blind Veterans UK Bowman, says, "The aim of the week was to take a group of complete beginners with very little experience of archery, and by the end of the week to have given them skills, knowledge and the confidence to approach a local club and carry on with the sport. Our club is about more than archery. We bring people together and build the kind of camaraderie they experienced in the armed forces. We show them that anything is possible." Member Peter O'Malley, who attended the beginner course, says, "Archery is challenging, but also relaxing. When you have a bow in your hand, you're in the moment and can forget about everything else. Having my beginner certificate is an achievement in itself, but also means I can go to my local club with the proof that I'm safe and I know what I'm doing. Those of us with sight loss are just as capable as sighted people, sometimes more so." The next beginner course will take place on the 18th of August. Archery Week. The club's latest Archery Week took place in June with 22 members in attendance. The week started off on the Monday evening with the club's AGM before the action got underway on the Tuesday, beginning with a moment to remember long-time Bowman Club member Tom Roddy, who passed away in May. Clive Jones says, "Tom was a valuable member of the club and he was always willing to help out. He was a quiet and unassuming person who didn't say a great deal, but when he did, he always brought a smile to people's faces. It was an honour to shoot alongside him and to be able to lead a moment of quiet reflection for him." The week continued with competitions among the club members before four of them took on a team of sighted archers from the Worthing Archery Club on the Saturday. There was some remarkable shooting from the Blind Veterans UK team, leading them to victory. Clive says, "The week was finished off by a barbecue and presentations back at the Rustington Centre on the Saturday, which was a fantastic social occasion for the whole centre, not just the archers. I'm looking forward to our next archery week in September." British Blind Sport 2025 Archery Indoor Championships. In April, Clive Jones, Carol Davies, John Wilkinson and Terry Piper participated in the British Blind Sport 2025 Archery Indoor Championships at the Lillishaw National Sports Centre in Shropshire. Clive was delighted to take home the gold medal in the B1 category, reclaiming the British Championship for his classification. Sadly, Carol, who entered the combined B2 and B3 classification, was forced to retire midway through the shoot due to an equipment malfunction. Despite being a B3 classified archer, John competed in the VI Open category and set personal best scores in what was an exceptional shoot. Meanwhile, Terry secured second place in the VI Open category, breaking his previous WA 25 metre British record and establishing a new British record for the WA VI indoor round. On Sunday, in a friendly match against the sighted archers, our vision impaired archers emerged victorious thanks to their calculated adjusted scores. Clive Jones was awarded the John Schofield Memorial Cup, which is presented to the highest ranking blind archer. If you're interested in taking up archery, please contact Clive Jones, Blind Veterans UK Bowman Chairman, at DragonEye67, that's all one word, DragonEye, then 67 in numerals, at sky.com, You can also visit the British Blind Sport Archery website at bbsarchery, again all one word, bbsarchery.org.uk for further information.